few minutes. Tape is rolling, yeah. And this is Superintendent Don Owen. I guess the big question that superintendents, not only you and other superintendents, have to decide every winter is, how cold is too cold?
Right. And, you know, that's a hard question, because there are a lot of changes from the time you and I were kids. Let me start this entire thing over. That's a great question, Mark, because there are a lot of changes from when you and I were kids in terms of the way they measure wind chill. And so using the most accurate wind chill charts that were really updated in the early 2000s, we look at really how long can human skin be exposed to the wind chill and ambient temperature without sustaining damage. And anything that hits around that range of 10 to 30 minutes, that's where I really start to get concerned. I also use the National Weather Service's wind chill warning system. So if it's a wind chill advisory, I start to take notice. If it's a wind chill warning, I'm most likely to close school. I don't have a set number, because there are a lot of other factors that go into this. For example, just things like when are we actually hitting that temperature, and what are the predicted wind speeds for the remainder of the day? Is it is there snow involved, or is it just a bright sunny day with strong winds? So there are a lot of factors that go into it. People always ask me for a clear number, and I never give them one. But we take in a lot of things into consideration.
And it's a thing, too, you have to figure, well, if most of your kids would bus in, it's just run to the bus and then run inside school, and you'll have indoor recess today. But you have to take into account the number of walkers you have.
Exactly. And it's not just walkers, but it's also bus riders who are walking to a bus stop and who are then waiting for a bus. And it's also the ability for our buses to make it through their routes in a timely manner. And, you know, the worst thing that could happen is we have a bus stall out on a route because of cold temperature, and then leave students stranded on stops that haven't been picked up yet. And so, like I said, we keep all of these things in consideration. I'm usually out there driving or walking, depending on the day, to see what the actual temperatures feel like or how the roads are. And I'm also in close communication with other superintendents, as well as our transportation and our grounds and facilities crews, to make sure that sidewalks and roads and parking lots are cleared around the schools.
Does the State Board of Education or the regional office have guidelines for you to follow, or is it does it go pretty much superintendent to superintendent?
It is really superintendent to superintendent. And I will say that the local superintendents, for a number of years, we've done a really good job communicating with each other. But we also all have different contexts and circumstances. I mean, somebody that's in a more rural area or in a region that maybe doesn't have as, I would say, effective or efficient plowing services as we do here in Urbana and Champaign. And honestly, Champaign County does a great job of hitting the roads early and often. You know, there are some other school districts in the area that don't have some of those advantages. So we're all in close communication. The Illinois State Board of Education doesn't offer guidelines or requirements. It's really a superintendent decision.
Okay, and for the folks who say, well, I walked to school uphill both ways, what you do, yeah, you know they're tacking on days at the end of the school year, but it's really a student safety issue.
It is a student safety issue, and for those people that did walk uphill in 5 feet of snow and negative 50 degree weather, you know, I'm in that same age group, and I will say that there are some fairly significant changes in weather patterns from back then, and some of our memories have faded a little bit. And to be honest with you, in 2001, the wind chill charts change significantly. And so what you and I used to call a negative 25 or negative 30 wind chill was actually closer to a negative 50 wind chill at the time, on the old charts, and there weren't very many of those, and so we need to remember that too, that the National Weather Service adopted a new wind chill system in 2001, and so it's a very different situation than back when I walked to school in Minnesota.
All right, very good. That's the material I'm looking for.
All
And
right.
on another note, were you up at